When we chant the Shanti Pataha, if we really place our attention in the Shanti Pataha, we really mean what we recite, your prayers will be heard and you will be blessed with the fruit, the result, and we really benefit. Therefore, when we chant, really let us make it a serious prayer. We don't really mechanically chant. Let us chant attentively. Because we mean what we chant. This is a genuine prayer. We need Bhagavan's grace. Om Vang me manase pratishthita.
Vang me manase pratishthita.
Vang me manase pratishthita.
Vang
me manase pratishthita. Mano me vache pratishthitam.
Mano
me vache pratishthitam. Mano me vache pratishthitam.
Mano
me vache pratishthitam. Aviravirma edhi.
Aviravirma edhi.
Aviravirma edhi. Vedasya maani istha.
Vedasya maani istha.
Vedasya maani istha. Shrutam me ma prahasihi.
Shrutam
me ma prahasihi. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Anena dhitena ho ratran sandadhami.
Anena dhitena ho ratran sandadhami.
Anena dhitena ho ratran sandadhami. Ritam vadishyami.
Ritam vadishyami.
Ritam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami. Tanmamavatu.
Tanmamavatu.
Tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaramavato.
Tadvaktaramavato. Tadvaktaramavato.
Avato maam.
Avato maam.
Avato maam. Avato vaktaramavato vaktaram.
Avato
vaktaramavato vaktaram. Vaktaramavatu vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So we are seeing the discussion on creation, which is presented as the part of Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya, in order to arrive at the truth, the reality, Brahman. So here, the Upanishad begins with the word Atma, explaining how Atma was. Atma happens to be the subject matter. Atma, otherwise called Brahman, happens to be the subject matter, is the truth, the reality which is to be understood. And when the Atma is introduced in the very beginning, that sentence introducing the Atma, the main topic of, main subject matter of the Upanishad, is called Pratignavakyam. If you ask what is Pratignavakyam, Pratignavakyam means the first sentence introducing the main subject matter of the text is called Pratignavakyam. So Upanishad begins with the Pratignavakyam. See, this is all I wanted to learn. Okay, what is Pratignavakyam? The word Pratignya literally means promise. I promise you means Pratignyam Karomi. I promise, that's the meaning. But here Pratignavakyam means the sentence, the beginning sentence, the first sentence introducing the main topic which is to be discussed later on. It's called Pratignavakyam. So the Pratignavakyam introduces the word Atma, the Atma alone was there. And thereafter, as the method, the part of the methodology involved in unfolding the creation, this Adhyarupa Apavada method, the method of superimposition and negation, here it is said that Atma is both material and the efficient or intelligent cause of this universe. And thereafter, the Upanishad presents the creation, and which we saw, we were going to see now. So what happened? We saw Saha Ikshata Aikshata Imena Lokaha. So Atma first created 14 worlds. And the 14 worlds are categorized to what? Four groups, as four different names were given. We saw that also yesterday. Those names we saw Ambaha, Marichihi, Maram, Apaha. We saw those four words. The four words given here stand for all the 14 worlds. Then we saw, having created these 14 worlds, Atma again visualized these worlds need to be protected, maintained. Therefore, let me create the protectors, the create maintainers of these worlds. We saw that. Let us see, read those now. See third mantra. Sa ikshata imena lokaha. So there full stop. Imena lokaha. These are the worlds. The next. Lokapalannu. Srija iti. So he thinks, let me create lokapalaha. Create lokapalas. Thereafter, having thought that let me create the protectors of these worlds, first what did he create? That he said, Saha Adhyaha Eva Purusham Samudhritya Amurchayat. Yesterday I told very carefully, the word Adhyaha means Pancha Bhutebhyaha, from the five gross elements. So taking from the five gross elements, then Atma gave form to the Virat. The Purushaha means Virat. Just learn this technical term Virat as Virat. It does not translate. I made a point to make you all understand this word, Virat. We are going to see later on, Virat. So what is first now created here after the lokas? Virat Srishtihi. So first loka srishtihi, the creation of the 14 worlds. Thereafter, intending to create the protectors of the world, first Atma created, brought into existence, what? The Virat. But this Virat, what is Virat? We are going to see there. This Virat, how is it? It is not a proper form with all the limbs. Virat here is a pinda rupena. The pindam. He brought in Atma, brought into existence the Virat in the form of a Pindam first. Pindam means a form with limbs and holes is called Savayava Murtihi is Shariram. Shariram means a body with properly full limbs with the full fledged growth is called Shariram, Dehaha, body. A mass of flesh, a mass of a thing without the limbs, without properly manifested, evolved limbs, etc., is called Pindam. Pindam, Shariram. Pindam is a lump, a mass, without the limbs. And Sharira means with the limbs. So here Virat Purusha here means the Virat Pindam he brought into existence first. Just be with that. He gave shape to the Virat. Then later on, it's only Virat Pinda, which means it has, if that they, everything has to open up now. There's the Pindam, isn't it? Or the openness have to come. So he's going to start now. How the next, what happens next? See here. Tam
abhyatapat.
Tam abhyatapat. Tasya abhitaptasya mukham nirabhidyata yatha andam. Now, from this Virat, he is going to present threefold creations. Threefold creations means Golaka Srishtihi, the creation of the physical parts. You have shaped like a Pindam. Now you have physical parts have to come, like ears, the nose, eyes, the mouth. All the physical parts have to come there. So physical parts are called Golakani, which you do not find in any other language. Only English, Sanskrit language you have to use. Golakam, we can only say physical part. Golakani. So Golaka Srishtihi, then comes Indriya Srishtihi, or you can say Indriya Abhivyaktihi, because Indriya Vyaktihi, manifestation of sense powers or manifestation of subtle powers in their corresponding Golakams, physical parts. Second, and third one, Devata Srishtihi, or manifestation of Devatas. So threefold creations we have to understand now. So after the creation of the worlds, he brought into existence, Atma brought into existence from the elements, the Virat Pindam, and from there he is going to bring into existence three more things: Golakam, creation of physical parts, then Golaka Srishtihi, Indriya Srishtihi, then Devata Srishtihi. Threefold: Golaka, Indriya, Devata. Threefold things are going to come into existence. So he starts, there's no elaborate presentation of all the Golakams, all the physical parts, and all the sense, all the powers, all the Devatas. Briefly mentioned, we have to take this example for all the totality of powers, totality of the organs, totality of physical parts. Let us see here. So, Tam abhyatapat. Now, abhyatapat, from the Pindam, what happens? He says, abhitaptasya. When this Atma focused on that Pindam, abhitaptasya mukham nirabhidyata. Mukham, first came mukham, the mouth. Mukham, mouth, nirabhidyata, broke open. Mouth opened. Nirabhidyata. Mouth opened. Just first mouth. Mukham is what now? Golakam, the physical part called mouth, isn't it? It opened. The physical part, okay, but still, like how did it open? Yatha andam. Just as egg breaks open, so did this mouth broke open. First came, now you can again put the three columns also you want. You can put the column like this. Golakam, Indriyam, Devata. How? Now we have to go to see here now. The first physical part which broke open was the mouth. And what is the Indriyam there? It comes next. Mukhad. See next sentence now? Mukhad. Are you all following? Can you all see the sentence? Mukhad. Vag. Stop. That's the sentence. Mukhad. Vag. From the mouth. See, keep listening. Any doubt you have, you can ask me at 2 o'clock in my room. Okay? 2 to half past 3, I'll be available there. And then my time keeping, the time, except there's a time exclusively allotted for the class on Ishvara for people who want to study with me. I've already told this morning, I'm just giving you the time. Okay? You can come there and ask me. But this is, if you are not able to follow here, it's because you're very, very new to open your study. Maybe you might find it difficult. But please be in the class and keep listening. This is the way you can slowly pick up and you can enter into study of the Shastram systematically. Okay, so Mukhad Vak. See the next sentence. Mukhad Vak. From the mouth, then Vak. Here, when you say Mukhad Vak, Vak is a Indriyam. Indriyam means subtle power. The word Sanskrit language Indriyam is a subtle power. And Golakam is a gross physical part. The visible physical part is Golakam. Invisible subtle power is Indriyam. The visible physical part is Golakam. Invisible subtle power is Indriyam. So, vak here means the power of speech. It is not the speech, actually, the power because of which speech is possible. Is it? It's called that indriyam, vag indriyam. Now, here the question comes, from the mouth, how can the power be born? So, always from the subtle, grass can be born. The gross can come into existence. From the gross, subtle cannot be born. Therefore, you have to use the term manifested. Okay, so when the mouth broke open, there manifested the power of speech. That's what you have to say. In the mouth manifested the power of speech. Vag, Mukhad, Vag. You know, basic kindergarten Sanskritam, it is nothing. You will think, oh, Mukhad Vak. Kutaha Kasmad Vak Jayate. Anybody else can say what term? Mukhad Vak. From the mouth, the manifested the power of speech. Next. Vachaha Agnihi. Vachaha Agnihi. Now Agnihi literally means fire, and Agnihi is the Devata, the presiding deity. There manifested the power of the Devata, the presiding deity of the power of speech, manifest in the mouth is what now? Agni Devata. It is not in the same order what you have studied in Tattva Bodha or elsewhere. It's a different order. So you can say under the Golakam, top head you can put what? Mukham. Indriya means vak, Devata Agnihi. You can put three columns and write. Golakam, Indriyam, Devata. Be easy for it to remember. You can wonder why I am telling you all these things, useless things. We want to know Brahma Jnana, want to say Brahma. Why this is all non-unnecessary useless things? It is very subtle. There is very something significant about it. You are going to see later on. Because already the lots of these, whether in physics or in biology, zoology, we have these different theories. How the universe came into existence, nobody thinks of a conscious being at all. Whether it's a big bang in physics, suddenly the universe just, the big bang happened, the universe came into existence. They do not think of the matter evolving into the universe by itself. That is what they say. And also even the, suppose we take the Darwin's theory of evolution, how did human beings come into being? They know the beautiful, highly sophisticated, highly intelligent human beings evolved. From where? Naturally they evolved. Which means they did not think of the consciousness at all. They evolved by themselves. It is like saying the clay ball jumped and by itself became a pot. No carpenter ever touched it. Like that. That's what Darwin's theory of evolution implies, that actually. The evolution theory is beautiful, that's okay. But how did they evolve? The matter by itself evolved into all the beings. That is why we have to understand here. If you see something subtle, you will see that later on. To understand that also, you need to see this. Anyway, I don't want to go get into other things. So vachaha agnihi. So threefold creations happened from where? From the Virat Pinda now. So here the mukham is the golakam, vag is the indriyam, the subtle power, the power of speech, then agnihi, the presiding deity, the devata, manifested. You can say the golakam stands for vyashti, the individual. The indriyam also stands for what? Individual. Then devata stands for samashtihi. So golakam and indriyam, you can say adhyatmam, devata adidaivam. Means total, the total power, individual power. We understand everything very clearly later on. Just I want to tell you, people who have been listening to me. Okay. The next. Nasike nirabhidyetam. The dual now. Nasike, two nostrils opened. Vidyata means just divided, isn't it? But nirabhidyetam just broke open again. Nirabhidyetam, dual. Two nostrils opened. So nostrils are the golakams, the physical part. Nasika bhyam pranaha. Now, what is the power that manifested? Prana manifests. The indriyam that manifested in the nostrils is pranaha. Prana shakti again. Pranaha. Pranaha is the indriyam, subtle power. You can't see the prana through physical eyes. So pranaha, the subtle power manifested in the nostrils is pranaha. Pranadvayuhu. Now vayuhu, the air, vayu is the devata, presiding deity. Pranad vayuhu. So you see that now? Vayuhu. So what? Golakam, indriyam, devata. The physical part, then subtle invisible power which manifested in the physical part, and the corresponding devata, the presiding deity. Pranad vayuhu. Next, అక్షిణి
నిరభిద్యేతాం
అక్షిణి నిరభిద్యేతాం అక్షిణి యూ ఆల్ కెన్ సే ఆఫ్టర్ మీ మెంటలీ యూ గెట్ ద వర్డ్స్ అక్షిణి అక్షిణి I don't mind if it is like in a kindergarten class. As long as you get the words, Sanskrit words, even uttering Sanskrit words is useful, you know. Even without knowing the meaning also, if you say it is like some sort of a exercise. Akshini nirabhidyetam. Akshini nirabhidyetam. Why akshi akshini? Akshini. Akshi akshini dual. To these physical parts, two eyes. Two eyes, physical parts with the eyeballs, no, broke open. They opened. Akshini nirabhidyetam. Akshibhyam chakshuhu. Akshibhyam chakshuhu. In these two physical parts, physical eyes, every dead body has physical parts. That is why you can remove the eyeball and also what now? Donate. Eye bank is there, they can donate because the good condition, the physical part is in good condition, you can donate your eyes also. Eyeballs can be fixed, refixed somewhere. But what cannot be refixed is what? Indriyam, the power. What cannot be donated is Indriyam. What can, Golakam can be donated, Indriyam cannot be donated. We don't have Indriyam bank. Golakam banks we can have. Understand? Indriyam bank we don't have. That is why here, so Chakshuhu, the power of seeing. The power of seeing. Chakshurindriyam. Chakshurindriyam, the power of seeing manifested in the Golakams called two eyes, not the eyeballs. Chakshushah Adityah. What is Devata here? The presiding deity of the seeing power. Adityah, sun. Adityah, sun is the presiding Devata. So powers manifested in the corresponding Golakams which broke open. Okay. కర్ణౌ నిరభిద్యేతాం. Now these two ears, physical parts, two ears, these two holes, you know, opened. నిరభిద్యేతాం కర్ణాభ్యాం శ్రోత్రం. Now శ్రోత్రం also means ear. Karnaha also means ear, but you take Shrotram as the power of hearing. Shrotra Indriyam, the subtle, invisible, non-transplantable, this power of hearing manifested in this two Golakams. Okay? Shrotradishah.
Shrotradishah.
Shrotrad Dishaha, Dig Devata, the directions. Now you can say space. Dishaha, the Devata, Dig Devata. Devata is Dig Devata. You learnt Tattvabodha and all the texts also. Twang. Twang Nirabhidyata. Then Twak. Twak alone becomes Twang in Sandhi. Okay? Twak Nirabhidyata becomes Twang Nirabhidyata. Twak means skin. Then even the skin, what now? The skin appeared. Skin, no? Then from the skin, Twachaha Lomani. Twachaha Lomani. Twachaha from the skin. Okay, in the skin, appeared. This Lomaha means the hair found on the body. Any part of the body is called Lomaha. Hair you have on your head is what? Keshaha. Keshaha, only this. Hair, any part of the body is lomaha. But here, really lomaha do not become, the hair found in the body really is not the indriyam. But somehow, for the sensation to take place, they are responsible. They contribute for this, the power of touch, for it to manifest, somehow they are responsible. That's why lomani is the power of touch. The power of touch manifested in this skin. That's what it says. So lomani means the hair, which are responsible for the manifest, the sensation happening on the in the skin. Lomabhyaha Oshadhi Vanaspatayaha. So your hair, what no, is the indriyam, isn't it? The power of touch is because of this kesha, because of the loma, because of the hair on the body, the skin. Now he says Oshadhihi means herbs. Herb is called Oshadhihi. Oshadhayaha, herbs, anyway. Vanaspatihi means a tree. So vanaspatiha, all the forests, woods, herbs, the plants, they become what? They become the devatas. So it's like our, the hair you find on your skin, loma, isn't it? You take the whole Virat, all the jungles, all the trees, all the herbs, all the plants are like what? Virat Purusha's hair. Really? But Devata, no, Vana Devata. Vana Devata. If you, we go and remove or destroy the jungles and woods, it is like shaving Virat Purusha. That is why, you know, the vanaspatayaha, this vanaspatayaha, the trees, oshadi vanaspatayaha, the devatas, forests. Hridayam nirabhidyata. Now our physical heart, what now? Opened. A physical heart opened. A physical heart appeared. Hridayan manaha. Now please understand very clearly, physical heart, where you hear lapped up constantly, you know, the blood circulation, because of which blood circulation is happening, that heart is the golakam, antahkaranam, the mind is the indriyam. Heart is the golakam, antahkaranam is the indriyam. This is something which nobody can accept except Vedantina, only Vedikas. People cannot see the mind being the subtlest power obtaining in the physical part called heart. Even though mind is connected to the whole body, that is why when the mind can be withdrawn, you can knock off somebody with anesthesia. You know, mind is withdrawn means nothing is known. Anyway, my goal, a physical heart is the golakam, mind, antahkaranam is the indriyam. And what is the devata? Chandramaha. See that? Manasas chandramaha. You are learning Purusha Suktam now with Swaminis. There it comes there. Okay? Chandramaha, moon. Moon is the presiding deity. Mind is the indriyam, the subtle power. And heart is the golakam, the physical part. So, actually speaking, all the indriyani, all the subtle powers, all their corresponding physical parts, the golakams, and all the devatas are not really exhaustively presented here. You have to include. Suppose one chakshuhu is mentioned, means one seeing power stands for all the five other sense powers. One vag is mentioned, means one organ of speech, no, the action, sense power of organ of action stands for all other karmendriyani. So one prana stands for all other pranas. So that we have to include all the golakani, all the physical parts, all the subtle powers, and all the devatas. So all of them, they are manifested. Let us go to next one now. Na bharnera bhidyata. Then opened the navel. Nabihi navel is the physical part. Then nabhya apanaha. Okay. So the power of, in fact, the function of excretion, which is still the power, the excretion. The apanaha involved in the function of excretion is the shakti there. There manifested the apanaha, involved in the function of excretion. Apanan mrityuhu. From that apana, there came what now? What devata there? Mrityuhu. In fact, apana prana stands for cleansing your system. Anything unwanted, useless in the body is removed by apana. Similarly, mrityuhu also. Mrityuhu means Lord Death is called mrityuhu. Kalaha, isn't it? So mrityuhu is a devata. So when does death happen? If you see, death also happens. The prarabdha ends. Prarabdha ends means when nothing can be contributed. When the contribution and consumption must be in the same way, you know. Only consumption, there's no contribution. This person doesn't really serve any, contribute anything more for society means that person's presence in the society is not necessary. He can go leaving the place. Then mrityu works. Okay? Sort of a cleansing job. In fact, apana at the individual level, mrityu at the total level are involved in the job of cleansing, clearing everything, unwanted, isn't it? The mrityu is the devata, apana is the indriyam, and nabhi is the golakam. Is it clear there? Shishnam nirabhidyata. Okay. The shishnam here is the reproductory organ. Reproductory, the physical part involved in the action of reproduction is called shishnam. That opened. Shishnadretaha. The word retaha, retas, literally means sperm of the man. It's called retas. But here retas means the power of procreation. The power of reproduction, procreation is called what? Retas in this context. Retasaha apaha. The corresponding devata is apaha, waters. So now, all these have come into existence, but they're all floating. They're not still connected. Okay, golakas are there, indriyani are there, devatas are there. They're not connected. They're all floating. They have yet to be connected. Just this. Now we'll go to the next one. So till now, what are you seeing? Low creation of the worlds, then Virat Srishtihi, then threefold creations. Devata, Golaka, Indriya, Devata, Srishtihi. That much we have seen now. So with this ends the first section of the first chapter. Prathama Adhyaye, Prathama Khandasya Samapti. Khandaha Samaptaha. Let's go to the next chapter now. Ta etaha. देवताः सृष्टाः. नौ दोस् देवतास्, नौ ही स्टार्ट गोइंग टॉक अबाउट द देवतास्, दोस् प्रिसाइडिंग डेइटीज विच हैव बीन क्रिएटेड, विच हैव मैनिफेस्टेड. नाउ व्हाट डिड दोस् देवतास डू? दे सेड हियर ताः देवताः, दोस् देवतास सृष्टाः विच हैव बीन क्रिएटेड और विच हैव अपीयर्ड मैनिफेस्टेड प्रापतन, दे हैव फॉलन दैट दे फेल. पतति मीन्स फॉल्स, पतन्ति ऑल्सो फॉल, प्रपतति मीन्स दे हैव फॉलन मीन्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अगेन कम आउट. Listen, prapatanam. Simply you fall means you can get up immediately, isn't it? Patati, uttishtati, falls, gets up quickly. But prapatati means they fall here. Prakarshena patanti means they fall, they fell in such a way that very difficult for them to get out from where they have fallen into. That is the meaning. For prapatan, they fell. Okay, they fallen. Prapatan, they fell into what? Mahati arnave. Asmin mahati arnave. These presiding deities, these devata which have been created, they have fallen into arnavaha. Arnavaha means ocean. They have fallen into the ocean. Which ocean? Mahati arnave. Mahati samudre, samsara sagare. They fall into the ocean of samsara. These devatas have fallen into the ocean of samsara. Please be with me, be with the text, keep listening, keep on, you know, you will understand everything step by step. Otherwise, what is this? Devatas came into being, they fall into the ocean of samsara. What does it mean? You are going to see what is samsara. Okay, you are going to understand what is samsara hereafter. That is why be with the teaching, be with the text, be with the teacher. Things will become clear later on. Now you know, at least this much you know, devatas have come into existence already. And these devatas which have been created, which have come into existence, have fallen into the ocean of samsara. Mahati samudre samsara sagare arnave prapatan apatan, they have fallen, they fell. Okay, in this context I want to stop here, and then I really wanted a big long description of samsara sagaraha, very beautiful. You may not like to listen to a lot of Sanskritam, but some Shankara's commentary, otherwise this very text itself will be boring. Text, not, I'm not saying boring, the text for me, it's nothing is boring. I don't know how you find it. Not, I enjoy what I'm teaching. I know what I'm see, what I say. This, the Shankara presents a beautiful description of samsara here. But we'll all be very happy. Let us start with the what is that, the shore of that samsara sagaraha. The ocean of life of transmigration has, must have what? Now any ocean must have definitely shore, isn't it? Tata. Samudra tata must be there. What is that shore of samsara? Mokshaha. Understand? Thank God. It is not, it's an ocean without a shore. It is an ocean with the shore. What is the shore? Moksha tataha. The samsara sagaraha which has the tata, which has the shore, which is mokshaha. Understand? Mokshaha. So if you tell you in everything in English, then I won't really read a long description of people who want to Sanskritam, I'll tell you later because I don't want other people to feel bored. If you finish it in English, then I'll show you that portion in Sanskritam. Beautiful, very beautiful. Okay. Now they fell into the ocean of samsara. So here, how is this samsara? How can we make it? Why it's called Ananta samsara sagara, the ocean of samsara. Can you say where exactly it begins? Even our Indian Ocean, In a Pasri portion, we cannot make out where exactly it begins, isn't it? So here also, the beginning of the ocean you cannot locate. The end of the ocean also you cannot locate. So the beginning and the end of the samsara sagara is that what now cannot be located, cannot be traced at all. Non-traceable. End and beginning. Samsara sagara, whose beginning and the end are non-traceable. That is the such an ocean. Then next. Now, how is it? Can you see the shore of this ocean, moksha? No. Samsara sagara, whose shore is moksha. Moksha theorem, that cannot be, it is completely invisible. Okay? Not, cannot be seen at all. Such is the thing. How is it now? How is very deep sea, ocean, the deep, the unfathomable, which means what is the root cause? Where does the samsara sagara remain? Where is it located? Can we locate the can we find where exactly it is located? What is the source? What is the cause? Where does it exist? What is support of samsara sagara? No. The source, the cause, the root of samsara sagara, also what now? Cannot be seen. Not easily. It is inexplicable. Okay. Now what is the water in the samsara sagara? The ocean of life of transmigration, life of becoming. You know, what is the water there? The water in the samsara sagara is, you know, the pain. Dukkham. Caused by what? The pain caused by ignorance. Ignorance born desire and desire impelled actions. Avidya, kama, karma, janya, what now? Dukkham eva jalam. The water of the samsara sagraha is the sorrow, the misery, the grief. Caused by what? Avidya, kama, karma. Ignorance. Ignorance caused desire and desire impelled actions. Final result in sorrow, grief, disappointment, pain. That is the water there. Okay. And in that water, there must be some creatures. Aquatic, the creatures living in the water. What are those creatures here? You know, like what? Like you can say the shark, or you can say crocodiles. What are they? We had already beautiful description of samsara elsewhere. Shankara presents a very beautiful description of samsara sagraha in a verse also. That is different. But here he presents one differently. This disease, old age, the sharks and crocodiles, octopuses, living in these aquatic creatures all the time, you know, really tormenting us are what? Disease, old age, death. Disease, old age, death are the aquatic creatures obtaining in this samsara sagara. Okay. Then, do we have any enjoyment or pleasure at all in this samsara sagara? Yes. Some. Occasionally we do have what? Some sensory pleasures. Indriya. No? Some sensory pleasures. The enjoyment of the objects. Sense objects to senses. We enjoy. That is some pleasure we have in this samsara. Samsara. Life of samsara. Then, like any ocean has huge waves. So this ocean of samsara also has what? Huge waves. And what are those waves? See, the waves in the ocean are really caused by the fast blowing winds. Winds, now the wind blowing on the ocean causes what now? Big waves. No? Similarly here also, in this ocean of samsara, also the what is the wind here? Trishna, greed and desire is the wind, the Trishna wind causes what? The desire wind, the greed wind causes the big waves of turbulence. Craving is the, because turbulence, the disturbances, agitations, mental disturbances of the big waves caused by the wind of the greed and craving. You know, spriha, asha, trishna, they are the winds, okay? They cause the turbulence of waves in the mind. Then you say, also what? And just as any, there's no ocean with the waves, but silent ocean. We can never say. Ocean with waves means what? Definitely very, you know, roaring, the noise of, always there's a roar. You can say the very noisy ocean. Similarly here also, in the samsara also, there's always a lot of cries, of, you know, expression of pain and all limitations. Then, finally, this question comes. If this is the description of samsara, given by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada in Sanskritam, in beautifully in Sanskritam, we'll read out afterwards. And such a samsara sagaraha, such an ocean of samsara can be crossed at all? He gives an answer, yes. What do we need? Such a huge, frightening ocean of samsara with the turbulent waves and, you know, etc. It can be crossed, but what do we need? Small raft of knowledge. But the raft of knowledge, you should not try to, okay, row here. You need what now? The boatman is the teacher. Guru is the boatman, and boat is there, what do you know? Jnana plavaha. There, but then, you can use this boat of knowledge, the raft of knowledge, and Guru will be there as the boatman, the one who really carries this raft. But always in India, whenever we travel, you know, we do there in London, in other countries, in India, whenever you used to travel before, travel means first thing we pack is our food. I don't know whether you do it or not. We always pack. Kattu saapadu. And always we pack tamarind rice and curd rice. They won't get spoiled. Not anything else, okay? Or whenever we pack and take. The journey means you have to pack a lot of snacks and a lot of food so that the journey will be enjoyable. And we need, not only that, we need food for the whole journey. Especially you're traveling where? In the ocean, isn't it? It's a marine journey. So here, what is the food? Shankara says beautifully here, very beautiful. Satyam. What is the food you need to carry with you? To cross the ocean of samsara, you know, when you're traveling, but for you to make use of the boat called knowledge, for you to cross the ocean of samsara, you need definitely the raft of knowledge alone. For you to enjoy your journey of, you know, this knowledge, raft of knowledge, to enjoy that, to have your journey, you need food, which is what? Satyam, truthfulness. Arjavam, straightforwardness or nobility. Straightforwardness, arjavam. Daya, compassion. Ahimsa. Shamaha. Shamaha, you know what shamaha, damaha? I don't need to translate. Shamaha. Yeah, shamaha. Mastery over mind and mastery over senses. Shamaha, damaha. Dhritihi. Dhritihi, will power. Strong will. I should. I will not jump into the ocean. I will hold on to this raft. I will sit in this raft and I'll follow. I keep pack all this food. I'll take care of it. That fortitude, the resolve, dhritihi you need. Dhritihi, resolve. Okay, fortitude. These are the snacks, the food you pack for your journey. Okay? You have this. Then, but what is the route for you to go? Which way should I go to? If you have to go to Coimbatore for shopping, some people think, in Rishikesh, how nice it is. Once you come out of the gate, all fatfats are available. You can take and go to any shops, you can go. People are really missing Rishikesh here. No fatfat is available around the gate, only elephants come here. You can't have ride on elephants. And then there are no shops around. In Rishikesh, oh my God, lots of people, any bus, anything, once you go out, you have lots of papaya selling. Everything is available, can buy anything you want. Here, my God, you go out, nothing is available. You have to go 5 kilometers to see a small shop with some bananas. You have to go to 40 minutes, you have to go down. Now, 1 hour, you have to really to get real proper shopping. Nothing is available, isn't it? So very, what Gurukulam it is? It is not like Rishikesh. So people think, but which way should I go to, isn't it? Where can I find some shops? Which way should I go? If you go this way, not big shops. If you go this way, the big shops. This is the way to go to Coimbatore, like only way, isn't it? No other shortcut methods. Here also, what is the way? What is the route I should take? Which way should this boat be, really carried for you to reach the shore of moksha? What is the route here? He says, beautiful here, Shatra says, satsangaha. What is satsangaha? Shravana, manana, nididhyasanam. No way. Don't think of any shortcut method. Shravanam. Constant, continuous, regular, systematic study of the Shastram with the help of the teacher. Shravanam. Lead the manam and nidhyasanam. Once you do shravanam, you will naturally go end up with what? Nidhyasanam. So satsangaha. Satsangaha again has satsangam, association with the teaching. Also having the association of the teaching, being in the company of the Shastram, having Shastram as your companion, is what now? Satsangaha. Shastram must keep you company all the time. How can Shastram keep you company all the time? Unless you do Shravanam, isn't it? If you do Shravanam, Satsangaha, that is it. Not the Satsanga, that is the root. No, that is the root. Okay, one more thing he says. Sarva tyaga margaha, tyaga, dispassion, very important, vairagyam. The route you have to take for this journey to end, reach the shore of moksha, there must be what route? Tyaga margaha, the route of dispassion, along with, not mere dispassion, want of understanding gained through shravanam. That's a satsangaha and vairagyam. He uses the term sarvatyagamar. We'll read it anyway. Then once you go, this is how it is, the journey is, then you end up in what? Moksha tire. Moksha is the tiram. This shore of samsara is mokshaha. In between he gives this. He stops. Don't feel bored with the srishti prakriya. Let me say something differently. Shankar Bhagavatpada gives. If you don't mind, I can quickly read it. Anju, you can give me the book, Sanskrit book. Okay, let me quickly finish it now before you all. I won't actually show this one mantra. Don't have? You know, Prabhuji. Okay. Let me eat out once again. Okay. Now, having fallen into the ocean of samsara, what happened to them? Look, what happened? Now, it has come back to the text now. Okay, it's description of samsara, isn't it? So, all these devatas fell into the ocean of samsara, which we described now. Next, see the next one. Tam. Ashanaya Pipasabhyam Anvavarjate. So Now, Ashanaya means hunger, Pipasa means thirst. Now, not these devatas, these presiding deities, which have fallen into this ocean of samsara, now are also what now? They are given appetite, hunger and thirst. At least they were like unborn babies in the womb now. But now they are blessed with what now? They are given hunger and thirst. These devatas have hunger and thirst. Who are the devatas? The total, each subtle power is indriyam. Corresponding total power is devata. I'll repeat it. Each subtle power obtaining in a given golakam is indriyam. Corresponding total power is devata. So these powers are there, they manifested, they are there, but they are given what? They are blessed with hunger and thirst. Now they become hungry and thirsty. When they become hungry and thirsty, they need what? Food. Isn't it? See, for they have to be activated, isn't it? So here, so Taha Yenam Abruvan. So those devatas now asked Atma, what they ask? See, Ayatanam Naha Prajanihi. Oh Lord, please give us an abode. Prajanihi, please give us an abode. Why? We are hungry, we are thirsty, we need to have our food, therefore please give us an abode. Ayatanam prajanihi, ayatanam, an abode where we can go and sit. Now we are care of platform, so we don't have place, we are simply wandering. Please give us a place where we can go sit and have our food. Isn't it? That's the meaning. Ayatanam naha prajanihi, please give us an abode. Yasminne pratishthitaha annam adama. Staying where we can eat our food, we can have our food. Annam adama. We can eat our food. We will have our food. That we need a place. Please show us where the dining hall is so that we can go and eat our food. Understand? Like that? They also ask. Please give us a place, an abode. Ayatanam prajanihi. Ayatanam prajanihi. Give us an abode where we can have our food. Imagine. Seeing power is floating here. Golakam is here. Is perception possible? Then perception of a light is possible? No. Isn't it? So, indriyam eating its food means what? Objective, seeing an object is eating the food. Is it clear? Enjoy seeing, perceiving the corresponding objects is eating the food. Suppose the seeing power by itself, so you got to understand, seeing power by itself cannot contribute for perception. The golakam without the seeing power also, golakam by itself cannot be involved in perception. Like a dead body, the eye in the dead body is quite capable, but still the perception is, it cannot perceive the external world. Why? There is no power. So power without the golakam cannot be functional. See, the power needs its golakam for it to become functional. The golakam needs the power, understand? Then for it to be useful. Therefore, we say here the indriyam has to be, indriyam is there, golakam is there. There it has to be there, then perception can take place, objects can be enjoyed, it's called eating. Isn't it? So these people ask, please give us our abodes so that we can have our food. Annam adama. Ayatanam prajanihi annam adama. We'll, he have our food. They ask.
And we have our food.
Yes. Okay, they ask. Therefore, now that there's now the atmas, now how they're going to be present. Please be in the class. Please be with the teaching. See how Aitraya Upanishad presents Srishti and how it slowly is going to unfold and bring to light the Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma briefly. Okay? Taittiriya is different, Aitraya is different. Only one Upanishad has gotten Rig Veda. Okay. So your Ayatanam for food, Anna Shala is ready. You all know, you all have pipasa, you know, you have asanaya, pipasa you have. Please all of you go and have your food. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.